Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tony and Vivina with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a new Medicare urgent care clinic has opened its doors in the Logan suburb of Browns Plains. The clinic is set to ease the pressure off the Logan Hospital, with more than 22% of the hospital's current emergency cases classified as semi-urgent or non-urgent. Federal Treasurer and local MP Jem Chalmers says the clinic will treat patients with broken bones to burns, colds to cuts, whilst relieving cost pressures with treatments being bulk billed. 10 other Medicare urgent care clinics are set to open across Queensland by the end of 2023.
Community developer Ausbuild is backing not-for-profit specialist homeless organization Chameleon Housing in its bid to raise funds for much-needed accommodation for young people. The Housing for Happiness Gala will be held at Eaton's Hill Hotel on August 18th with a silent auction now live on the Housing for Happiness website. Chameleon Housing Chief Executive Officer Carmel Reith-Muller says housing young people has not been a priority, and with Ausbuild raising awareness, it gives them a platform and hope for the future.
In national news, a 17-year-old boy has died in a three-vehicle crash that closed the Pacific Highway for 9 hours. A 41-year-old truck driver and 46-year-old woman have been treated by paramedics and taken to hospital. The highway has since been reopened and police investigation is underway.
Refugee freedom walker Neil Pera has recently crossed over the Victorian border into New South Wales on his 1,000-kilometer walk to raise awareness for the plight of refugees in Australia. Pera has walked through 18 towns in Victoria over 2 weeks, clocking up a total of 386 kilometers. He is walking for himself and more than 10,000 other refugees who have been here for over a decade but still do not have permanent visas and are prevented from legally earning an income.
In international news, two U.S. tourists have been found sleeping in the Eiffel Tower after hopping the barrier on Monday night. The two men were found by security guards early yesterday morning. Prosecutors told the AFP they appeared to have gotten stuck because of how drunk they were.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.au.